And our first two contestants are here, and they look very excited or terrified, I'm not sure which. Let's welcome Dan Margolis and Sydney Levin. Dan, in the past, I hear you've won a blender on a cooking show. Can you explain that?
So that was back in the mid-90s. There was a show on the TV Food Network called Ready, Set, Cook. And I was paired up with a professional chef, and I competed against another person. And out of the two of us, I was the runner-up, I like to say. Which means that I didn't get the grand prize, which was a pot, but I did get the runner-up prize, which was a blender.
Oh, that's the pot was the grand prize?
The pot was it was a Calphalon pot. It was a fancy pot.
I think you kind of got the grand prize after all. Well done. Sydney, you write horoscopes?
Yes,
that's
I do.
That's so exciting. So, of course, this raises the most important question. Why are Libras not compatible with Capricorns?
You know, I can't tell you because then it would be showing the future. So I'm just going to leave it at someday you will know.
Our first game is called Bored to Death. Does that sound fun? Yes. But that is bored as in B-O-A-R-D. Aha. Like if I said Professor Plum in the billiard room with the candlestick, you'd recognize it as a possible solution for the game Clue, where you have to guess who committed the murder, in what location, and with what weapon. So in this game, I'm going to give you the solution to a fictional murder committed in a film, novel, or play, and you're going to tell us the work in which each of these dastardly deeds took place. And the winner of this round, contestants, will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Norman Bates in the shower with the knife. Dan.
Psycho.
Psycho, of course that is correct. A dinosaur in the Jeep with venom claws and teeth. Dan.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park, exactly. Laura Dern is not the answer. That came up earlier, but that is not the answer. Jack Torrance at the Overlook Hotel with the axe. Sydney.
The Shining.
Come play trivia with us forever. Yes, Sydney. Red Rum. Oh, God, I love that movie. Every Valentine's I watch that. Scar at the Gorge with a wildebeest stampede. Sydney.
The Lion King.
You got that immediately. You know you're Lion King. Dr. Frankenfurter in the lab with the pickaxe. Dan.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Rocky Horror Picture Show. Damn it, Dan, you're right. And this is our last question. George Wilson at the West Egg Swimming Pool with the gun. Sydney.
Great Gatsby.
Great Gatsby is correct.
Ophira, it's a tie score. I'll read this tiebreaker here. Are you ready? Han Solo in the cantina with the blaster by shooting first. Dan.
Star Wars?
Yes, that's correct.
Congratulations, Dan. You are moving on to our Ask Me One More final round coming at the end of the show. And now, a little Jonathan Coulton.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees, marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. The girl with the kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes and she's gone. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
Jonathan Colton.
Thank you.